everyone. This is DJ May, and welcome to The Seed on radio.dominican.edu. Today is
my day off.
It's DJ Oz's day off. He's here with me today. And what kind of job do you have, Oz?
I'm a CAT scan technologist.
Perfect.
I do x-rays.
That,
take pictures.
That is great.
I'm a photographer. Scientific.
You're a photographer. Yeah. That's great. I can't really hear you. Can you hear me, Oz? Can you hear me?
I can hear you from here.
Right, but you can't hear me on the headphone?
No.
Oh, let's turn this headphone on. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Yeah, that's the next thing.
That's what it was, the headphone knob.
Yeah.
Okay, we're back. And Oz, that's great. Oh, turn me off.
No, I like that music. I like Aerosmith.
So you work with x-rays and CAT scans, and you do all that radiation stuff.
Some radiation stuff, not all of it. We do fluoroscopy, x-ray, and CAT scan. And
great.
Been, you know, no MRIs, though. No MRIs, no magnets. Don't like that sound. Loud.
Well, I feel like that's a good segue into the first portion of our show. Today we're going to be talking about basically things that are controversial that
I hope so.
We have in our house, like microwaves.
Ooh.
We're also going to talk about GMOs.
Okay.
Which are genetically modified organisms.
Doesn't even sound good.
And we're also going to look at things like deodorant that
okay.
you would never know could be bad for you.
I know that's bad.
How do you?
I know that there's like metal. There's metal in there.
Oh, go Oz.
That's just what I heard. I'm not an expert on deodorant or anything like that. I can look on the ingredients.
Yes. Well. Aluminum.
Aluminum. Yeah. Who wants to put that in their armpit?
Okay, well, let's just start with microwaves
All right.
So, I was asking you before the show whether you thought microwaves are dangerous or not.
I think so. Oh. Specifically how? I mean, if anything can cook food mm-hmm. by moving the molecules, you know, which causes friction. I'm not an expert, but I wouldn't stand in front of it.
I know, you hear everybody, don't stand in front of the microwave, it's cooking.
Right.
What do you mean you can't stand in front of the microwave? It's cooking your food.
Right, but I don't think, I believe microwaves are the lowest form of x-rays. Mm-hmm. And it moves the molecular structures and causes friction, which causes the food to heat up.
Mm-hmm.
So, go ahead.
And do you know how you could how you heat up water on the stove, what the difference is between, the way that the molecules heat up?
I took chemistry a long time ago.
I don't think it's friction.
So don't stand in front of a stove?
No, you can, because it's not causing friction between
when you're boiling water?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what they say.
Okay. And
do you know where microwaves were invented? Do you know where microwaves are invented, Oz? Or who invented?
Who invented the microwave?
Yes.
No, I'm not really sure.
The Nazis did.
Really?
Yeah, they invented it during World War II.
Oh.
Yeah, to just heat up food really quickly. And I have to make sure here that our encoder is on. Oh. There we are. Nope. Yep. We're good. It's encoding now.
It's encoding. We're encoded. That doesn't even sound right. We're so artificial.
Okay, great. So now we're encoding, and we are here talking about microwaves and how the Nazis created a microwave.
Anything that cooks anything and you can't see it, I don't want to stand in front of it.
Right.
If the Nazis used it, then
And why have other countries banned microwaves from you know?
Maybe, you know, due to their research.
Yeah.
And they know what it does. They might not be sure. I mean, they call them X-rays because X is an unknown.
Really?
They don't know. Wow. They have a good idea. Mm-hmm. X is, you know, in mathematics and algebra, X is unknown.
Right.
So.
Are you just coming up with this, Oz, or is this real?
No, this is real.
From your schooling.
This is real.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
So the X from an X-ray means unknown.
Unknown.
That's pretty cool.
So. Yeah.
Mysterious.
It might be something else, but I believe it's unknown.
Okay.
Because they're not sure. They have a good idea
uh-huh.
of what X-rays do. But as far as measurement
mm-hmm.
and exactly what it does, they have a pretty good idea. But anything that's unknown, I'd stay away from. You don't stand in a room. I do X-rays. I'm not going to stand in the room. That's why we have leaded walls.
Uh-huh.
We got to stand at least 6 feet away.
And that's what they say about microwaves, too. Some people say 20 feet away.
Yeah.
At my old job, my boss, she worked right next to the kitchen, and she moved her desk away from that wall. She's like, I don't want that on me.
Right.
And that's when I started wondering if microwaves were safe or not. And I was doing some research, and the Swiss, Russian, German, and Eastern European scientific studies show that microwaves are far more dangerous than we could imagine, which is kind of scary. And then when you look at that
anything we use, nothing's safe.
But you look at that case in 1991 with that woman who had hip surgery, and she was killed by a blood transfusion because the nurse heated the blood up in a microwave instead of, you know, heating it up with...
That wasn't the place I work. Maybe.
I hope not.
They heated it up?
She heated up in the microwave. That's the difference, and they never do that.
Oh,
and as
boy.
Soon as that lady had the blood, got the blood, she died.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it just changes the molecular structure. That's what
it's
doing. When you're cooking food, you're changing the molecular structure
of
the food.
But why is blood, when it's boiled or when it's heated on a stove, how does that make it different? And how could that lady survive if it's heated on the stove versus a microwave?
Well, I believe if you cook something, you're killing all the living organisms in it, right?
Yeah.
So blood is a lifeline supply. You have to have living structures in there, right?
Right, but transfusions are routinely warmed. They are routinely
warm. Warm because they're frozen. Kept at a low temperature.
Oh.
And then they bring them back to body temperature level.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, wouldn't put... somebody put in the microwave.
Yeah.
And now you got
this.
She's
like,
this
it's just heating it up.
Yeah.
You know, maybe she put it on for 15 seconds or something.
Gosh.
Yeah.
It's dangerous to begin with, blood transfusions.
Oh, yeah. She shouldn't have done that.
No, I don't know.
She definitely got fired. Well,
not enough training.
But at the same time, she was probably going off of what we are told.
Right, that it's safe.
Yeah, like, oh, I'm just heating up the food.
I'm just heating it up.
I'm heating up the blood.
I'm just drying my dog off, my poodle. Yeah, so, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
It's just warming up. It's like the dryer in the garage. And that's, if you go back and look at X-rays, what people used to do.
What?
They used to do this at parties. They would have these full body X-ray machines. True. Absolutely true.
What? They used to have parties?
In the late 19th century, when X-rays were invented, they would have social gatherings and parties and have these huge X-ray machines, and everybody would get together and look at parts of their body.
Whoa.
Even when in the early 50s,
mm-hmm.
that they would have X-rays of people's feet to measure for shoes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you'd go in there and you'd put your feet in this little fluoroscopy X-ray machine, and you could see the bones, and they would measure your foot. So you're getting a big dose of radiation every time. And
wow.
People thought it was safe.
What? Tell the audience about that child who was
oh.
burned.
Oh, the one, yeah, the child was having a CAT scan of their neck. Mm-hmm. I believe it was an infant. And somehow the technologist who was running the machine did the x-ray, which was supposed to be a quick 5 to 10 second scan.
Mm-hmm.
Did it 16 times.
How many times would have been enough?
Once.
Really?
Once. And then the radiologist, the doctor determines if it's good or not and says, okay, well, the benefits outweigh the risks, scan it again. But 16 times the kid came out with, the infant came out with first degree burns on their neck after the scan, from the nose all the way down to the neck, just to the area where it was scanned.
Wow.
So that's dangerous.
And it's so crazy, you can't see it.
You can't see anything. So it must be safe, right? Everything you can't see must be safe. I don't know what is safe. Especially not x-rays. Shoot.
Definitely not deodorant.
Deodorant could be safe to a relationship. it might be the saving grace.
Well, yeah, oh. So they're saying that microwaves are basically horrible, and they change the molecular structure to the point of creating cancerous cells.
Right.
That's intense.
Well, when cells are damaged, or the chromosomes are divided, well, that's what happens with cancer. You have cells dividing and then growing. Mm-hmm. So if the body has no time to repair itself, because it's being constantly bombarded by x-rays, you're at a high risk for developing cancer.
Uh-huh.
At least that's what the research shows. And there's been cases of doctors that are consistently in surgery cases using an x-ray machine, using a C-arm fluoroscopy machine,
mm-hmm.
that develop thyroid cancer because they're constantly every day using the machine to do surgery on patients. So, into their early 40s, they're seeing an increase in cancer, in thyroid.
They're seeing an increase in thyroid disease,
right?
In general, right?
Because they think everything's safe. They don't
right.
know.
Right, and that's the funny thing. They say that microwaves completely alters your hormones and how they react. And your thyroid, I mean, that secretes a lot of, no, your hypothalamus secretes things to your thyroid, right?
Right.
That's very basically balances
everything in your body.
Yeah.
I mean, so if you take a piece of pork and you throw it in the microwave for 20 seconds and it starts to pop and explode, what do you think it would do to your body? I mean, just...
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's pretty alarming, actually.
I'd stay away from it. If I'm not sure, I'm going to stay away from it.
I'm staying away from the microwaves, but my father, he just doesn't...
He doesn't care.
No, I just don't think he believes me.
Of course not.
He doesn't. I wish he did.
You just bring all
but
this
I don't
education
know for
home.
A fact. I just know that these, these countries are banning it, and the U.S. are not.
Oh, I'm sure there's a lot of money to be.
Oh, yeah.
To be made.
Right.
And banning something means a lot of money lost to many.
Oh yeah, when you ban a microwave, you ban all of the TV dinners.
Corporations,
yeah,
that have anything to do with, with electronics,
yeah,
cell phones, the radiation in the cell phones, people getting,
and that's what some people say.
Ear cancer.
Like, that's what some people are saying. They say, well, you got,
I just put on speakerphone.
Maybe.
I'm okay.
Yeah, but you got to hold the microwave. You got to hold the cell phone.
I
stay
6 feet away from the speakerphone.
You put your cell phone in, like, your passenger seat.
Exactly. Here, talk to this person for me.
Well, yeah, that's what they're saying. They say cell phones cause it. There's rays going that we don't even know about. They're just all over the place.
Yeah, what I know about it, studying it, studying radiation physics in school,
mm-hmm.
it's bad.
Yeah, right?
Anything that changes the structure of anything, you shouldn't be around. You don't want to be around fire. You don't want to inhale smoke. There's always a byproduct of what you see. And sometimes we don't see it. Radiation is one of those things we don't see.
Do you think that humans are evolving to be able to withstand all of this radiation?
No.
No. You don't think that it'll ever happen?
You mean as far as the body being able to ward off X-rays? No, not at all.
Right.
That's why we wear lead when we are around radiation. That's our safety mechanism. Is we protect the patient and we protect ourselves with lead aprons.
Mm-hmm.
Absorbs approximately 99% of photons of X-rays. We're protecting our thyroid, protecting our gonads, everything. That's true. They call it gonad shield. anything that has... I don't have any lead in the studio right now, but I'm sure there's lead in the walls.
So you use your...
We use gonad shield. No, go ahead.
No.
Go ahead. What?
Go ahead and say it.
No, so it's you call, use it's your... It's called a gonad shield.
Okay.
We protect the patient if they're having a normal X-ray, like a chest X-ray.
Uh-huh.
Because we're not sure what the damage can do, we protect them as much as we can by doing wraparound lead aprons.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much covering all the important parts, the more important parts of the body with lead, the thyroid, the reproductive system. We call it a reproductive system.
Yeah.
Right? Because it has the most chance of being damaged by these X-rays.
Really? That's what they say about microwaves, too. Damaging to your endocrine system, your reproductive system.
That's why a pregnant woman, the benefits have to outweigh the risks of them getting an X-ray.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So they're always, that's always a major concern. Is this woman pregnant? Do they really need this X-ray more?
Mm-hmm.
Especially in the first trimester, because that's the highest proliferation rate for the fetus. So that it could be the most damaging.
That's very interesting.
Yeah. So, I mean, if it's dangerous for everybody. So I don't think anybody's evolved to where they can... Their system just wards off, most radiation.
Mm-hmm. Well, I put my microwave away...
in the garage?
I think like a year ago. Yeah.
I don't even like that thing.
Right?
I try to stay away from it.
Even the sound of things, like, rah.
Yeah. It's good for your body.
Okay, I think we're going to take a little break now. Okay. But before we go, I want to let you know that there's a haircutting event going on right now, at Creekside here at Dominican. And that is going on started at 2, it ends at 4. And you can also come back if you can't make it today. Come on Wednesday from 3 to 6. The haircuts are $15 for women, $10 for men, $5 for kids. And the money raised will go towards scholarships for students here to attend trips to El Salvador.
Outstanding.
Yeah. Go get a haircut. I just got one, but otherwise I would.
I know, I didn't recognize you. that's what it was? It was a haircut?
Yes.
It looks very nice.
Oh, thanks. Had to cut the dead ends.
Just walked right by you.
You're listening to The Seed, its final episode. I'm DJ May, and we will be right back with some things about GMOs and organic food.
Change your mind. just met you just the other day. Everything started flowing my way. Oh, I just love you. Really, I just love you for yourself. I don't want no
me.
I can hear you, May.
This is May, and you're listening to The Seed on radio.dominican.edu, and we have been talking about things like microwaves that are not good for you, we say. And we're going to continue on with organic groceries, because right now this is a huge business, organic products. Very expensive. And there's a new study, well, it's not quite new anymore, it's a year old, but it's a study from Stanford that points out that organic foods aren't more nutritious and don't confer more health benefits than non-organic foods. Yeah. So, are we being fooled?
They're taking our money. Cost me a lot of money to buy an organic, a fully organic lunch.
Yeah, the avocado, an organic avocado, which you don't even need to have an avocado be organic. I'm going to tell you a list of vegetables and produce that doesn't need to be organic.
What's a dollar for a scoop of avocado?
$2.50 for one avocado, organic, Whole Foods.
I guess it's good for you. It must be.
That's the thing. There's some vegetables and fruits that don't need pesticides or anything on them anyways, because bugs aren't
right.
You know, drawn to them. So things like onions, things like avocados.
No organic onions.
You don't need organic onions because they don't use pesticides
onions?
On them anyways. Oh, at Whole Foods they have organic everything.
Oh, organic everything. Yeah.
Everything. Well, you know, there is some truth to organic having less, you know, toxins on it than other food, because they did a study and took the umbilical cords of a lot of women and noticed...
Whole Foods?
Not at Whole Foods.
Oh, I don't go there anyway.
No, just doctors.
Oh, okay.
They took the umbilical cords of... between a baby and a mom, and found hundreds of toxins in that umbilical cord, and those women did not have, they didn't buy organic food.
Ooh.
So yeah, I would want to buy organic food, but then you look at water. Water has a lot of toxins in it.
Yeah, Rich wants to purify everything. I mean, that's good. I want to eat pure foods, too.
I want to eat pure foods.
I did it for like 4 months. Lost a lot of weight. Felt great.
Did you have gluten?
I was gluten-free for 4 months.
That's big, because that's another subject on our list about GMOs.
Another $2.50 for a gluten-free wrap on your burrito. So it must be good.
It's worth
it, expensive.
It
must be good. Is it worth it, really?
Well, the gluten part, yes. Okay. A lot of people are just making money, and
yeah,
there's no facts behind it. But with the gluten, it is. Because supposedly, the gluten nowadays is all GMO, genetically modified organisms, which are made in the labs.
Philippines.
Well, there's two companies, actually, that produced these seeds, Monsanto and DuPont.
Right.
And they basically changed the DNA of these seeds, and or the protein in the DNA, which is, you know, required to make DNA. And in doing this, they didn't look at the possible side effects it would have on humans. They were just like, okay, this will be resistant to weather changes and insects, and we've got a great thing going on.
Like in the movie with Will Smith, I Am Legend, Cure for Cancer.
I didn't see that.
Oh, you gotta see it.
I will. Well, you have to give a little
pretty much
explanation.
Decimated the world, turned everybody into zombies.
Really?
Is this what these gluten-free wraps are doing?
No. Well, I feel like people are kind of becoming zombie-ish.
Right.
Do you feel like
I
that?
I think they're just.
They're just like, I don't
much.
Care.
I don't care. I'm going to go to Whole Foods. I don't care about junk food.
I don't
I'm
care.
Just going
I'm
anyway.
Hungry.
Well, I sometimes we're so on the move. We're so busy.
Yeah.
It really takes a lot of time and preparation, in my experience, to be able to.
Oh, it does. Cleaning.
Yeah.
Preparing.
If you're hungry and you got to get to work, you know, you're not going to stand in line at Whole Foods or Oliver's.
You have to make the commitment. It's
right.
A commitment.
You have to be prepared to be healthy.
Mm-hmm. So, I believe we should take a little break now. And when we come back, we're going to continue this discussion on GMOs. Stay tuned.
We are family.
Hello, everybody. This is DJ May, and we are back here on The Seed at radio.dominican.edu. And I'm here with DJ Oz.
Hello.
He's my guest for the day.
Thank you.
Are you happy to be here?
I can't tell you how happy I am to be here.
Yeah. It's great.
This makes my day, really.
So I know you all probably haven't been able to hear, but we have been talking about the possible negative effects of microwaves.
Stay away from them.
Stay away from microwaves. And we have also been talking about GMOs. We just kind of got into that topic. And we were discussing how the a GMO is basically an organism that has been modified, or the protein in the DNA has been modified, and they're just now discovering that this is causing a lot of problems for humans, for human consumption and animal consumption. And GMO has kind of, they're saying that GMOs have basically contaminated all fields, even after the 8 years. They say that, you know, once you stop growing a crop that's been genetically modified crop,
it just keeps
after 8 years, it's supposed to be okay, but apparently it's not.
Is that like radiation half-life? Chernobyl? It's going to be okay next year, I swear.
It is going to be okay next year.
Just.
And people, that's another thing. People are saying, oh, you know, this whole GMO thing, our bodies are getting used to it.
Really?
Yeah, they're saying, some people are saying that we are kind of evolving.
We're mutating.
Food is, you are what you eat. Your food is being mutated. You are obviously being mutated, right? Because all of the organisms of the food, your body is using every little piece of it. And if the DNA in that is changed, if the protein in that DNA has changed, we use that protein to construct our own DNA, right?
Yes.
So the protein that we're using is kind of faulty.
Most of us are. We're not perfect. We're not perfect people. And we have the bodies to prove it. Yeah.
We aren't perfect around here. But they're saying that the wheat we have today is completely genetically modified and no longer resembles the original natural grain. And that's why people are having a lot of, gluten problems. They never used to have these problems.
Until they started getting healthy.
No, and until they started using GMOs and high fructose corn syrup.
I don't think there's any money in non-GMO
products. Oh, there is now.
If you were
to go to Whole Foods and see the little label that says non-GMO verified, those products are way more money than products that don't have the label on it. Because people don't want GMOs in their food.
So they're going to boost the price up of of natural foods.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that's why it's so expensive. I spend like $25, $30 every day.
On food?
Well, going to Whole Foods and Oliver's.
Yeah.
Because I want to be healthy. But now I'm broke. So I guess that's good.
You kind of got to pick your priority if you want to be healthy and poor. Go ahead. If you want to be
at least you're
rich and die fast,
you're living righteously.
No, that's very extreme. But yeah, they're saying that studies are indicating that white bread and whole wheat bread are increasing blood glucose more than pure sugar is. So sugar, glucose, pure glucose, there's something even more glucosic, if you will.
Very gluey-esque.
Yes. Glucose-ish.
I know when I stopped eating white bread, all that stuff. I felt a little bit better. I don't know if it was. Yeah. I don't know if it was just psychologically.
It could be. That I was spending that could be
all
part
this
of
money
it.
On. Not yeah. On stuff that didn't have starch and artificial sugars and everything like that. I guess I was doing something right.
Yeah, whether or not it was because of that, you
I
know,
lost a lot of weight too. So.
Oh yeah, when you get off of gluten, mm-hmm. you trim down 30 pounds, 40
not
pounds.
Me.
Is that what you did?
No, I didn't trim down. I trimmed out about 20 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how many months?
About 4 months.
Mm-hmm. And you weren't doing anything different, just not eating gluten.
Right. I was trying to eat as organic as possible, cut out all the junk foods, mm-hmm. no potato chips. I used to always just, before bed, I would eat a sandwich, white bread, cheese, mayo.
Before meat, bed?
Before bed, with chips.
Is that like your daily routine?
It was. It wow. was. I never really went on a not on a gluten-free diet, but I never really went on a diet ever until March. March, I started exercising, started boxing.
Oh, nice.
And started conditioning, and mm-hmm. then I decided one day that I'm just going to be trim. And I was always eating, but I was just eating different foods. I was eating the right foods. I was eating approximately 6 meals a day.
Oh, wow.
And I was trying not to eat after 6 p.m.
Yeah, that's what they say. If you eat within kind of an 8-hour range,
right.
your body.
I was never hungry, but I did crave salads and fruits.
Yeah.
And I still do, and I tend to keep the weight off now, even though I'm not exercising as much.
How about water? Do you drink a lot of water?
I drink a lot of water.
Instead of just, you kind of replaced everything, or did you ever?
I was never really a big soda guy.
Yeah.
But juices and everything, when it says 2% fruits or real juices, you wonder what is the rest of everything? Like somebody said, if you can't recognize on the label what it is, why put it in your body?
Mm-hmm.
Even orange juice, unless it says like 100% pure, and I don't even know what that means. Pure what? Pure oranges. But I just changed all those little things, and mm-hmm. feel good. I'm kind of fell off the wagon though.
Oh, we all do.
I know. I know. Somebody brought their Halloween candy in the other day.
Oh yeah, how could you resist that? Couldn't. You have a sugar sweet tooth.
Well, after 4.5-5 months of
eating pure.
It's just start eating pure.
Eating raw.
Right. And I don't
Oh, you didn't eat raw.
No.
No. You were eating
raw vegetables.
You weren't cooking them?
No.
That's supposedly the best thing to do because it's the purest form of energy.
Exactly.
Get.
Yes. And when I did eat those fresh vegetables and fresh fruits. Mm-hmm. Even though people say even though it has sugar in them.
Oh, gosh, give me a break.
I know. Sure, you can't eat oranges because that's sugar in it. Well, your body needs that, of course. And I had tons of energy. Tons of energy. With school and work and mm-hmm. driving so much.
Commuting. This woman with ovarian cancer, mm-hmm. she just completely changed her diet. Ate raw. Cancer-free.
Raw eggs. Like Rocky.
I don't know about that.
I don't think that's good either. No, she don't.
Nobody
eats rice.
No, that.
You ever tried that?
Well, in those little shots that they have at the Japanese restaurants.
A whole egg?
What are they? What are they called?
I don't know. It's just.
They have a shot that you take.
Protein drink or something.
Well, dogs can do it, but.
No, I did it one time. It wasn't pretty.
Ugh. Yeah, but so people are saying you shouldn't have oranges because they have too much sugar in them.
Anything. Fruits, they have a natural sugar. Oh, there's too much sugar and too much this and too much that. I mean, really, what is safe? What can you eat?
Right. Vegetables.
Right. Well, that's even bad. I've heard studies that say, eating an apple too close to the core may cause cancer. So what do you do?
Apple.
Yeah, that's true. I read that in a Muscle and Fitness magazine.
No, you didn't.
I did, like 20
you
years ago.
You read that.
That eating apples too close to the core may cause cancer. Anything may cause cancer, right?
Are you joking?
No, I'm serious. Dead serious.
Oh, my God.
So everybody, that was a kick when everybody stopped, everybody that was working out stopped eating apples.
Oh, my God. I wonder if the government kind of regulates, like, oh, we're having an apple shortage. You got to let everybody know apples are horrible for you. And then nobody has the apples, and then they can replenish their supply. And that's how it goes. Do you think that's how it goes?
I think so.
Really?
I think somebody has to make money. If somebody's going to make money on something, they're going to put out there the information that's necessary for them to profit. It might be a conspiracy. We call it a conspiracy.
Oh, government, that's an understatement.
A government cover-up. No more apples.
No, the government doesn't cover anything up. Oz, give me a break.
I know.
Gosh. What are you thinking?
Even though I work for the government, you know, before I know this for a fact. It's all out there. All the information is out there that they want you to hear.
Well, a lot of people say that the government allows these things because, you know, we are a democracy and we are a free nation.
And it comes down to money.
But we have population control that we need to, you know, conduct. Because
we're just killing everybody off with apples and
apples and
food with GMO in it.
Food, yeah.
Well, because there's money to be made.
Well, there's money to be made, and there's too many people, apparently.
Right. Business.
They're trying to consolidate.
Dollar is the bottom line.
Okay, so let's get back to organic food because we're kind of branching.
Hey.
We be branching.
We're mutating.
We're mutating as we speak. And so we're talking about how organic food, I don't know if you listeners were able to hear us talk about organic food because the encoder was not working, but now it is, and we've been saying that organic groceries might be a waste of your money, and we know for sure that you do not need to buy organic onions. You don't need to buy organic avocados. You don't need to buy organic pineapple. You don't need to buy organic mango.
When I go to Oliver's and order the burrito with the guacamole on it, I'm going to tell this guy, you know what?
It doesn't need to be organic.
It doesn't matter. Give me the cheap stuff. Give me the cheap avocado, not the $2.50 one. Give me the 35-cent one. Because the $2.50 one might be worse.
Oh, that's funny you say that. I went to Whole Foods, and they had organic avocados for $2.50, and they were all mushy. And I actually talked to the manager. It was like, listen, I really appreciate your wide variety of organic food. But these avocados here, they need a rain check. Okay.
Well,
$2.50 for some mushy avocados. You should be giving those away for free, you know?
With some tortilla chips. Cause it's like guacamole.
Throw
right
in
there.
The GMO tortilla chips as well.
Well, it's beginning to, the molecular structure starting to break down. And that's when you want to buy it. You want to eat foods that spoil. Somebody said you want to eat the foods that spoil the fastest. Because they're the best for your body. You don't want the stuff that takes a really, really long time.
Really?
Right. Preservatives.
No, but what about a potato?
Well, it's starch.
Okay.
It lasts a while. But
potatoes do last a while.
Well, yeah. They can sit there.
They'll be in my basket for days.
In the garage.
They're all growing green like plants from them.
You just break it off. You peel it and you throw it in the pot. You don't really think about it. It's in the ground. Why? You know, why not?
I don't see anything wrong with potatoes.
No, I guess you want to eat the food.
I mean, they're very starchy,
fast.
But
yeah, no good. You don't want to be like Matt Damon, Courage Under Fire, when he went on that 45-day potato diet.
Oh my God, so extreme!
Lost like 80 pounds. Well, I guess if you want to look like a heroin addict.
Well, potatoes—they do provide a lot of nutrients, actually. But no, you can't be surviving off potatoes.
Yeah. Permanent damage.
Also on the list of products that don't need to be organic, we have cabbage. Doesn't hold on to pesticides. So you can buy it in organic. It's no big deal. Kiwi. You don't have to buy organic kiwi, Oz.
Kiwis come from trees, right?
They're
not on the ground, though.
No. I'm not sure, actually.
I think a kiwi.
A kiwi tree?
Kiwi tree? I've never seen a kiwi bush. You don't dig kiwis up from the ground. I know that.
No.
So they gotta be on a tree.
What's this thing about you in the ground? Do you have a problem with vegetables growing in the ground?
Well, all the pesticides, you know, everything, you know, goes to the lowest level.
I know, but you have a problem with apples, too. What? Saying that you're going to get cancer if you eat them too close to the core.
Yeah, I'm not too close to the ground. I saw that in an article. I read it.
Oh, gosh.
It must be true.
How?
It's a muscle and fitness.
I can't believe muscle and fitness. Do you get it, though? Core fitness? Can
core,
was it a joke?
Core no, it was a real article by the anabolic steroid researchers at Muscle and Fitness magazine. Everything's bad.
Yeah, and they're telling you to, like, you know, stock up on whey protein and, like, all this soy
all this
products.
Powder.
And
replace your diet with bags.
Bunch of powder.
Bags of powder. I have friends that do that. And yeah, I guess it has its use. You go in and you buy hundreds of dollars worth of powder. It doesn't even sound good. On you know, simplistically, it's just you're putting all this powder into your body so you can tone up and get bigger and. Yeah.
Bigger and bulkier.
Bigger and bulkier and buy more powder.
Man.
As long as they have, like, chocolate and vanilla, it must be good for you.
So I don't get it. So the powder, what is it supposed to do? It's supposed to give you more energy, or it's supposed
protein.
To make you bulk
there's
up?
There's all kinds, I believe. I'm not, I don't, you know,
you're
lift
not.
Weights or do all that stuff anymore. I'm not involved in all those pills.
You're not
powder.
A powder pusher.
A powder pusher. Puffer. No, I don't do that. But
we're
just
talking about whey protein here.
You get a sense of what's bad for you, like microwaves. You know, the big light comes on.
The light comes on when you have
sound.
To stand away from the microwave.
Well,
and
the light comes on
when people say, I'm going to nuke the food.
Right, and then they eat it anyway.
You're nuking the food.
It's savage, isn't it?
You're not cooking, you're nuking.
So everybody knows already what you're doing to the food.
I know.
But yet you still stick your face against that little window with your nose pressed up there and watch this pork pop all over the microwave. You know,
I'm sorry, Oz.
It's interesting.
People are not having their nose up to the microwave.
Well, you don't know the same people I do.
I just had a visual, like this little kid with his nose pressed up against.
Well, I mean, if you're gonna put your food in a microwave, it stands to reason that you're gonna do that. You know, you would be apt to do something like. Put your face up against it and watch.
Oh my gosh.
Who puts their food in the microwave and then runs away? They're so worried about being nuked that they're going to run out of the room, come back in 2 minutes,
they
and
run
eat
away.
The food. Then, yeah. Just like when I'm working and I yell x-ray. You know, people go running down the hallway. You know, because they still.
I don't blame them, okay? I don't blame them.
Or they have the other, then they have the other people that say, you know what? Oh, I don't care. I have kids already. Well, you know what? You might not have cancer, though. You don't want to stand in the way.
Yeah, you need that gonad shield.
That's right.
You folks missed Oz's description.
She thinks I'm lying.
The gonad shield that is needed.
It protects your ovaries and your testicles.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't remember having
the reproductive organs.
When I had an x-ray,
what, testicles?
I don't think they put that shield on.
Well, what kind of exam did you have? It
I had
might
this
not be
big
necessary.
Honking, like, oh, yeah, no, it wasn't down
it was
there.
A big lead apron?
Yes.
What kind of x-ray did you have?
Some sort.
You don't even remember?
I don't remember. I haven't had an x-ray in years.
God.
Years and years.
Well, what did you go to the hospital for last time when you injured yourself?
I
and you
really
had to have
couldn't
an x-ray?
Tell you.
What are you, like?
A car accident.
Okay. So
that was pretty bad.
So they're going to do x-rays
no,
of
they
your
didn't.
Neck and your head.
They did.
Right?
That's what it was.
You had a CT?
I've had several car accidents, so it was kind of hard for me to remember. But yes, one of them, they did do an x-ray on my neck to make sure it wasn't snapped.
Right.
It wasn't. I just got a little whiplash. I'm good.
A little whiplash.
A little. Send you home with some $500 medication and you're good to go.
Bleed. A little brain bleed.
Oh, yeah, a little brain jiggle.
You have a concussion?
Oh, yeah, I had a concussion. I suffered from it
but
for.
You don't remember what, see?
I had I suffered from it for weeks and weeks after. And I remember being in, this is totally off topic of GMOs and stuff, but this is, I want to share this with you guys. I was in the ambulance after my car accident, and I couldn't remember anything. And that was really scary. I was sitting there thinking about how I was going to, but I remembered that I couldn't remember anything. Mm-hmm. So.
You're traumatized.
No, they couldn't. They asked me what my birthday was. I didn't know my birthday.
You were drunk.
No, I wasn't drunk. No, I had just got, I would just came home from school. I was going to school at Santa Rosa JC, actually. Mm-hmm. And I, it was raining.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was bad.
It wasn't your fault. That time.
So let's get back. I was actually the only one in the accident, so we'll just keep it up.
Did you hit a fire hydrant?
Something like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Light mm-hmm. post?
Yeah.
You actually hit a light post?
Yes.
Really? Were you speeding?
No. It was really raining super hard. And I'm, like I said, I'm going to stop there. You can figure it out, okay?
Okay. I've been in snowstorms okay. like that and stuff. Where just no matter how slow you go and how careful you are, you just got to slide off the road into a ditch.
Yeah. Well, especially right when you're getting on the freeway. Very dangerous.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't see how they drive.
You're lucky you're still alive.
I am, yeah.
You said this
I mean, I've been in way worse car accidents than that, though. That was nothing.
Oh, my. You say car accidents.
Yes.
Like, you're in one, like, every month.
No. No, I did have a series of accidents, though, I would say, back in, oh, God, how long ago? 2006?
Right?
2006.
A series of accidents.
Yeah, like three accidents.
Like a series, what, like?
Three-part series.
Every season?
Yeah, that was really brutal and awful.
You were just...
Let's go back, though, Oz, because this is completely off topic. Let's get back to the organic foods and the debate.
Did you just come back from Whole Foods?
Huh?
Did you just come back from Whole Foods?
I did.
That's when
yeah,
you crashed?
Yeah, I had some butternut squash soup.
That's when you crashed?
No, Oz.
Okay. So we have to get these things aligned here. We're going to get the facts straight.
So okay.
You're being healthy.
I am eating healthy.
Right, and you crashed. And now you're in the emergency room. Okay.
Yes,
back,
so.
Back to GMOs.
Back to GMOs and organic food. Bottom line, I wouldn't go for food that is genetically modified. I don't care if it's cheaper.
So what do you do?
What do you do? You look.
You got to read everything, right?
Well, I mean, yeah, you got to read the labels. That's what the problem is. People are not reading the labels, and they're
too
not
busy.
Seeing.
Too busy. They're in a hurry.
That's no excuse. I'm
know.
Sorry. To
you
all the listeners,
down.
I'm telling you right now that there's no excuse. And I'm telling you, Oz, there's no excuse.
So next time I bring you some chocolate or something like that.
Hey.
You're going to be offended?
I'm not saying I wouldn't take it.
There you go.
And love it. I'm just saying that you've got to look at the labels. They have pure cocoa or cacao, as they call it.
Is that what they call it?
Cacao.
I thought that was like a berry.
C-A-C-A-O.
Well, that's a chai or whatever. That's
cacao.
Cacao?
Cacao. That's what cocoa is.
Where's that come from?
I imagine South
here.
America.
Honduras?
I'm not sure. I'm not a chocolate. I'm not a chocolate professional.
So it comes from cocoa leaf.
Yeah.
Oh,
definitely. Definitely comes from the cocoa leaf. Cacao, the cacao leaf, I should say.
That's a lot of things, too.
Okay, well, that's enough about that.
You're laughing. It's funny.
I think we're just being hilarious right now.
Motor vehicle accidents and microwaves. And
hi, Harley D. You want to say hi on the radio? Hey, Harley D, do you eat organic food?
Yeah.
You do?
For the purpose of the show.
Here, why don't you take mic 4 for a second? We have 1 minute left on the show, but I want to ask Carly D if she's into organic foods. And what do you think about the microwave oven?
Oh, I know it's bad for you.
You do?
Yes.
You know for a fact?
Yeah, like, I mean, well, they always, the radiation coming off of it. And
there.
And, like, and think about the fact that, like, the food, when you heat it up in the oven, like, it takes forever. It takes 30 minutes. Put it in, like.
30 minutes?
Whatever.
In a microwave?
Yeah, frozen dish.
Yeah, whatever. You cook, like, salmon or whatever, or chicken, it takes 30, 40 minutes. But in the if you put it in the microwave, it takes 10 minutes. Like, that just seems.
Oh, okay. You were talking
weird.
About the oven.
Oh, yeah, the oven. Okay, yeah. Not the Sorry. Microwave. Yeah, the actual oven, not in the microwave oven.
Right.
But no, it just scares me.
Right.
But I use it. Not going to lie.
I think that's the theme of the show, things that are bad for you and things that scare you.
That mm-hmm. we still use.
Things that are proven wrong.
They still use?
We still do.
We still use them. I mean, for time's sake.
Oh, you know.
Right?
Yeah. Every morning I make oatmeal in the. In the microwave.
Steel grain, organic.
No, it's like the processed Quaker crap.
Okay. A little package.
It's real healthy for you. Yeah, no, I do two packages.
It is very yummy.
It is really good. Cinnamon spice. I like that.
Well, thank you, Harley D.
Thank
for your input about the microwave and Quaker oats. And I think that about does it for this show, Oz. It's been wonderful.
Yeah, thanks. For
highs and lows. We've been encoded and not encoded. We've
we've had a myriad of things going on in the show.
Yes.
A cornucopia.
A cornucopia. How perfect for Thanksgiving. I love that
exactly.
word.
Exactly. I didn't even know. Is it Thanksgiving already? Man, I got to go to Whole Foods. I'm going to be freaked out when I go to Whole Foods. I'm going to be looking at everything. It's all going to be your fault.
No.
And then I'm going to eat terribly anyway.
Did you guys talk about the GMOs?
Yes.
Oh, man.
We did.
Would've been here. Nobody heard most of it, but that's okay.
Did you have technical difficulties?
We did.
Oh, God.
But we're here now.
Yeah,
and the show's over. But thank you, everyone, for listening this semester to my show, The Seed. I'm DJ May, and this is me signing off for the last time. Be sure to listen to DJ Oz's show, ProTrack Central, on Friday. Right, Oz?
Correct. 10 a.m.
Yeah. Is that going to be your final show, too?
If you're on there.
Ooh.
If you're on the show.
I will totally go on your show on Friday.
We have a lot to talk about. Kind of zero in on deodorant more than we did.
Are you serious?
We're yeah, I want to talk about deodorant.
Okay.
Deodorant.
I use organic deodorant. Doesn't
you
work.
Do.
It doesn't work.
Really?
It doesn't work.
Deodorant
no.
and how lack of.
I know.
Yeah.
affects relationships and molecular structure.
It doesn't work.
Of the micro magnum, whatever.
But it makes us feel good in knowing that we are not using aluminum.
Well, and I
under,
well, I
under
do it because my mom had breast cancer twice, so I know that I.
You use that stone thing.
That stone thing?
Yeah.
What's that?
People instead of using deodorant use a stone.
I've never heard of that.
With like a stone.
That is hippie.
You've never heard that.
No, I've never heard that.
They just call it the stone. I don't know if it's.
I'll go to Whole Foods next time.
I'd
you
be like,
Whole Foods
you know
and
what?
Get one.
When Oz says these things, I think he's joking.
No,
half the time.
Serious.
But he says he's serious. He swears.
Been around a long time.
I've been
stuff.
Here. I know things.
Apples are bad for you.
Why are apples bad for
you? Oh, listen to this.
Why are apples bad for you?
Listen.
I read an article in a magazine, in a popular magazine, that research says that eating apples too close to the core may cause cancer. So unless you eat, like, apple cores and the seeds.
And then
the
I said, wow, that's really weird. They're talking about the core, and that maybe they're trying to,
so
like, connect it to fitness.
Yeah, right. So a lot of there was this big thing where
people didn't
eat apples.
It just sounds.
Maybe it was just me.
Preposterous.
That's a cry. That's wrong. I don't know. I don't eat
apples. That would explain what's wrong with me today.
I ate too many seeds.
No,
I ate too close to the
core. I didn't because I listened to the article. That's why. Who
oh
knows?
My God. Okay, Harley D, we're going to let you go on with your show now.
It's cool. Don't worry. I'm looking at jewelry.
It's like 25 after.
Don't even worry about it.
Chaos, well, you've been
we're
great.
We're not encoded anyway.
You've been great, Oz.
You've been awesome. Love being on the show with you.
Thank you.
We have a lot to talk about. We could just go on forever. But I think we have.
Yes.
Yeah.
We have.
We're really going to sign off.
We're past
time.
Our hour. Okay.
So
thanks for listening, everyone.
Right.
Tune in to Harley D. Coming up in a second. Don't go anywhere.
We just robbed you.